Today on The Good Word, we're talking about pulling up roots and the most effective solution to problems. When I had to weed my parents' garden, I was always told, dig all the way down, pull the weeds out by the roots. Don't just pull off the part that's above the ground. It wasn't enough just to try and make my assigned area visually weed-free as quickly as possible, since the true problem was the roots, not the leafy and colorful and sometimes prickly growth. If the roots stayed, the weed would return, again and again, no matter how much work I put into pulling off the top. When we bring a problem to God, the solution is often different than we might expect. We might foresee a mighty miracle on our behalf, but that's not always the most necessary or beneficial thing that could happen. We learn about that in Jeremiah chapter 1, where the newly called prophet protested that he was too young and inexperienced to speak for God. He might have been expecting God to solve the problem by simply calling someone else. Like, oh yeah, Jeremiah, you're right, I didn't think of that. But that was not God's solution. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and throw down, to build and to plant. Jeremiah's fear of speaking in front of others didn't get in the way of the mission God had assigned him. He just had to be willing and faithful where the Lord needed him most. Jeremiah was required, as many prophets have been, to be bold, declaring the word given him from God before all and rooting out evil. To prepare the people of Israel to be full participants in God's kingdom, Jeremiah couldn't just correct a misunderstanding here and there, trying to guide the old growth of habits into the right direction. Instead, God's assignment to this prophet was to attack the roots directly, digging down, removing the problem. There was no point in reshaping misconceptions that had grown out of a misreading of God's word. The prophet had to tear down and plant anew. When we're engaged in God's work, we may often find ourselves asked to tackle problems from a new angle. Instead of the obvious, we might be directed to a less immediately visible challenge to confront. God's view for his work is less about presenting showy solutions and more about eliminating the problem at the source. God tackled Jeremiah's problem of confidence, not by giving him a new tongue or new abilities, but by going to the direct root. If Jeremiah needed confidence in what he was saying, then he was assured that it would be the Lord's words given to him, not his own. God's church isn't set up to solve every single social and individual problem we have. Instead, he uses us, his people, to confront the source of most issues we have, our relationship with heaven and with each other. Many other good and worthy causes work to address the branches that grow from such roots, but God's work is clear. When we are on his errand, we focus on what's most important, uprooting and replanting in God's image. And that's the good word.